The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Now we're recording a music song.
Everybody get up.
Ah, Pharrell.
Yeah, he's cool.
Nerd, I used to love that first Nerd album.
Wasn't he part of a band called the Neptunes?
No, Nerd.
Wasn't he in both?
No.
Yeah, that's one he was.
Different.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I did like that Nerd album. It's good.
You would have told me back in 1989 that Dr. Seaver from Growing Pains' son, not Kirk Cameron, his real son, would be have a number one hit 20 years later.
I mean, I like to think of Kirk Cameron as Alan Thicke's real son, even though he's a religious nut, but still.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't think Alan Thicke would be very proud of Kirk Cameron as his son.
Yeah, I guess not.
I mean, if you're going to compare sons, fake son and real son, I'd give it to Robin Thicke. Handsomer, one could argue.
I'm not sure if that's a word. You would say more handsome, but yeah. He's a good-looking guy.
More handsome and more influential. Kirk Cameron, he's just showing people that how bananas are proof that God exists.
Yeah. I'm not sure if Robin Thicke is influential because he can sing.
He's been around for a few years, and he's like a huge producer.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him. I don't know what your take is, but is this song a piece of shit, or...?
I like it. It's catchy. I could dance this. I often dance this song at home, nude. All alone.
You know what?
Sometimes it's my dog.
There's too much going on for me. It's too upbeat for my taste.
What, you like sad? You want a sad sax
song?
No,
I like an angry sax song. My sax is furious.
Well, there's a controversy that people think the song is about rape.
Oh, I'm not listening to the words, so I don't know.
Now you're interested. Now you've piqued your interest.
Like, it might be okay, I guess. I'm not a fan of rape. I don't know where you're getting this from.
See, the people...
I know you want it. Oh, okay.
See, these people leap. You know, like, oh, I know you want it. Oh, rapist. Oh.
You can stop screaming in my ear.
So, you know, that's not like, why are you leaping to that conclusion just because he said
you know what?
You want it?
Yeah, I wouldn't go to rape
It's called
here.
A cat and mouse game of courtship, you know?
Yeah, you know what? You're with a girl and she's like, no, not really. But you know what? It's just a game you play. You know you're going to have sex tonight. Consensual sex.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're Robin Thicke.
Well, yeah. But even for normal people?
Yeah, well, you know, me and Robin Thicke have a lot in common.
Yeah. I don't know what.
We're both males.
That's something.
Now, is he Canadian like his father, or is he American? I wonder. Probably American, right?
You know what? Yeah, do you think Alan Thicke, you know, moved back to Canada?
Quick, honey, cross the border. I don't want to have an American son, even though I live in America myself.
Hey, would you get any perks? Let's say you you have a pregnant woman with you, your child, and you just say, hey, you know what? I want this kid to have citizenship somewhere else. Hey, let's go on a trip.
Yeah, then you could duel.
Yeah. Is there any benefit for that?
I don't know. I'll tell you what, though. Alan Thicke has it right. He marries super hot models.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they get like a little long in the tooth, he dumps them and marries another one.
Figured it out. That's the trick.
And he's got lots of money because he wrote like tons of theme songs and shit.
Jingles.
Yeah, jingles and theme songs.
Yeah, he's good. Plus, okay, who would want one of his jingles if he was just a regular dude? He wouldn't make a cent. But he was Alan Thicke from Growing Pains.
No, this is before. He wrote tons of theme songs in the 80s,
really?
Too.
Really? Even before he was on there?
And don't forget about his late night show, Thicke of the Night.
Who can?
I was a guest on there once.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you here for? I don't know. All the podcasts in like 25 years. Is that cool?
Well, he was a visionary.
Listen, I predict your son will have a number one hit
okay.
The summer of 2013.
This song...
is the song of the summer, Mark.
It's not for me, but I did enjoy the video with his nude ladies wandering around.
Well, everyone loves nude ladies.
I was a fan of.
Mark might not like it, but it's a song of the summer, and I'll dance to it all summer long.
Hey, check out our shit. HotshotWizKids.com.
Come join me dancing at HotshotWizKids.com.
Yes.